Okay, how should I get out of here tonight? I'm going to take this up to... up to Mission? And I... have I descended into the mountain? Perpetually, I am descending into a mountain somewhere. Always. This guy on a bike is riding his bike right at me. Okay, we're gonna turn here. I wonder if I could just go straight. Or if I have to turn. No, that's right. This doesn't. This dead ends and you're forced to. I wonder if I could turn right or left on Market up there. Well, now's not the time to find out. Fuck it. Fuck it! Oh, this city. Fucking, yeah, honk at me when a fucking meter maid is like cruising, like blasting through the intersection and I can't turn. That's the thing to do. That's on me. Yeah, honk at me, dick. Oh, Prius, weird. Oh, the traffic, the state of the city right now has me, like, in this mode where I just don't want to fucking drive. I should have left earlier than I did. I was finishing some stuff up, but I could have just been like, you know what, fuck this shit, I'm gonna do it tomorrow. And I was like, I got into it. I just fucking hate being out here. This Verizon billboardy sign thing here just says, "A better network is better." I can't argue with that. And the spot where, you know, the iPad used to cut out perpetually on the drive home, it no longer does. So, I mean, doing something. I think this porn shop changed its name. Soma Secrets. I'll walk in there and ask about Soma. It's like, how do I get... Can I put my brain into the... Tell me the Soma Secrets. The city has apparently been forcibly moving homeless people away from the Super Bowl stuff downtown. They've been, like, going through areas around there where there are homeless people and, like, kind of saying, you need to go to this street. You need to go over to, like, 13th Street and set up over there. Like, not giving them, like, a place to stay, just saying, like, hey, these streets, no. Other streets, yes. Which... It's just a fucking disgusting concept. Hey, we gotta clean it up for the tourists, you know? Come on, guys, help out. Meanwhile, the mayor is apparently the target of some bribery probe, or they're alleging or getting ready to say that people on his staff, with his knowledge, were taking money, taking bribes. What is this bus doing? Okay, this bus is getting in my lane, apparently. The strip club here is advertising big game kickoff with Rochelle Ryan on their sign. He'll pull over, go over there, and he's like, which big game? What big game? Do you mean the Super Bowl? Picture, this billboard is a picture of some nail polish. It says, what color complements exploitation? Ask your manicurist. Stop human trafficking in our cities. Trucker Radio. I forgot all about Trucker Radio.
No, nothing that can get in your face. That's
the show's apparently called Women in Trucks.
So where will this where do they think this will be shown? Do you have an idea yet, Kim, of where who
Women in Trucking
where it might
member of the month, Kim Grimm.
That might be able to see it.
There were three different options, as they said, and to be honest, I can't remember what all three of them were until there's something concrete. They were really happy with, you know, what they got, I think. And Marianne and I really made a connection. And there's a group, just to show how big this is, a friend of mine in Wisconsin started a group, a Facebook page, and it's a closed group. And she did it kind of as a joke with a couple of her friends. I don't want to say it because they get bombarded, maybe, but there's 944 people in this group now. And they send pictures of their dogs, and if somebody loses a dog, all the condolences that you get, because it's hard.
Yeah.
You lose your kids with fur. That's really tough.
Yeah, that's the deal.
The ones that just kill me are when somebody will go on our Women in Trucking Facebook page and say, hey, my dog or my cat got out at this truck stop, and I had to leave to go deliver a load, so if you see, you know, my pet at this truck stop, and I said, oh, that's so sad. Those pets are waiting for their owner to come back, and, you know, it's just so sad.
Hey, you know, TA Petro, who are a sponsor, have helped us frequently in the past when someone's dog gets out. They've issued a you know, immediate urgent facts to all their managers across the country, and they found dogs, which is amazing. They've reunited dog and owner. Yeah.
That's cool.
Kim Grimm is with us, who is the December Women in Trucking Member of the Month. Every month, another woman highlighted, an industry member. Before we say goodbye, I just want to talk to you quickly about a friend of yours who I loved dearly, Betty Garber, the late, great Betty Garber, who was a photographer and a really beloved fixture on the truck show circuit. How did you and Betty meet, and what was your friendship like?
We met in 1990. And while Pratt took his jamboree, and she rode with him on several occasions. I actually have all of her slides, all of her work.
Oh, wow.
I know what I have.
Will you be...
very dear friend.
You should... is someone going to put out a book or something that celebrates the work? She was an extraordinary woman, a great photographer, and really a friend of trucking.
Oh, God, she was. I have to have more time.
Yeah.
I have pictures. I have black and white of the race in the Smokey and the Bandit 2 movie that she took when she was at that race.
Oh, wow.
Several times when she rode with us. I know where these places are because I was standing beside her. We're just waiting for a pretty truck, and by the time you get back in the truck, there it comes and there it goes, you know?
Yeah.
Oh my God, we had such a wonderful time.
Go ahead.
I do want to get her work together. I have promised her sister and her brother and her nieces that I will do that. It's just to get everything from slides onto digital, it's a huge either expense or, you know, or time to go through all of it in the form that it's in now. Iowa 80, I took some of the pictures from the Walcott Jamboree there this summer, and they're going to get an intern to try and put them on a disc and do them in a loop in the truck museum there.
Oh, great.
Which would be awesome because, you know, that's where we met, and she was there every year, you know.
Yeah.
A friend of the Iowa 80 group. And, yeah, that's pretty awesome. And Betty was a dog lover. All her animals were from the shelter. She bred.
You know, I don't know if you remember this, Kim, but at La Pond Truck Show one year, Betty had her van parked there. Remember her cool van? And it was so hot, and one of her dogs died when she was taking photos. She was so upset, and I felt silly, horrible. They called the ambulance even to try to revive it. It just couldn't handle the heat. So It was, poor Betty was just down. She was devastated.
She was a really lovely person, and one of my first friends out there in the, you know, on that circuit where everybody meets and gathers to socialize and trade stories. And, you know, talking about putting a good spin on the trucking industry, she would tell a driver, "I can't make you rich, but I can make you famous," right? That was her line.
I have stickers that got signed up in Grand Rapids made for a truck show that Mickey Gwillim had it in 2009.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
World of Large Cars. I have some of those, and I'd be happy to send them to you. It has a picture of Betty and that line. And her signature on one of the pictures she gave me.
I would love that. Thank you so much. And good luck with the TV pilot. I hope it does great. Yeah. And when they sign and it's going to be shown, please come back and we'll talk again.
I'd be happy to. Thank you.
So it's Kim Grimm. We're going to come back with Ellen Voya and Marge Bailey of Women in Trucking, which we do every last Wednesday of the month. Jack Grace is my co-host today. Merritt Books, Freewheeling on the Road Dog.
I can spin on a horse and I can hammer it down. I'm an 18-wheeler, bobbing Wolverine.
I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel with an Interstate Weather Update, where we are looking at the retreating winter weather advisory still up into parts of northwestern Michigan and into the UP, and we've got some flooding concerns in some areas into the northwest, and we've still got some rain into parts of Florida. We're going to see some of the showers along I-4 as you make your way into Orlando and out of Orlando, and we're still seeing some of the storms at the bottom of the state. Showers scattered into parts of Georgia, I-20, I-16, seeing a little bit of that rain. And then we are talking about the snow as we go up into Michigan, up above I-96, and you're going to see into the UP some of the snow. And then around the Duluth area, you've got snow into Minnesota, and we are still seeing those showers into the northwest. So if you're traveling along I-90 headed towards Seattle, you're going to run into the wet pavement there. I'm Jeff Eno with Custom Weather for Drivers, twice an hour on the Road Dog, Sirius XM 146, and on the Sirius XM app for smartphones.
And a major meteor collision could hit within the next 4 billion years.
Lucky we have homeowners insurance.
What?
If a meteor hit our home, we'd be covered.
But homeowners insurance isn't helping us with our busted furnace.
No.
And it won't help get the plumbing fixed, or our refrigerator, or the oven, or anything else that happens to break down. That's why we need a home warranty.
Homeowners insurance can cover things that might happen, like a meteor destroying your home. But a home warranty from American Home Shield helps protect your budget against what will happen. Component breakdowns of up to 21 major home systems and appliances, like your heating, plumbing, refrigerator. For valuable free information, go to ahs.com or call 1-800-928-5952.
The odds of a meteor destroying your home are 180 trillion to one.
To protect your budget against home appliance breakdowns, get an American Home Shield home warranty. For free information, go to ahs.com or call 1-800-928-5952. 1-800-928-5952.
The road to success is waiting for you at Landstar, the leading company for owner-operators for more than 20 years. At Landstar, is always your truck and your choice of the loads you want to haul, and the decisions on where to run is up to you. Landstar also offers unparalleled team support and benefits, including percentage.
Get our insurance. It's way less shady than the other insurance.
And more.
Honest. You trust us?
On the road to success.
We sell insurance.
Landstar. Visit them online at leasetolandstar.com.
Mechanics Wear Material 4X work gloves aren't just tough, they're four times as tough. Material 4X has four times the abrasion resistance of other work gloves and outperforms leather, hands down. And when the job's done, just toss them in the wash. Outwork the day with Material 4X work gloves. Mechanics Wear, the tool that fits like a glove. Available at Lowe's, Menards, AutoZone, O'Reilly's, Pep Boys, Advance Auto Parts, and Napa Auto Parts stores nationwide or online.
Rhetoric and the agenda-driven stories to tell you what's really happening with news and information of the trucking industry. News you can certainly use. Plus a look at traffic and weather on air and online at Facebook at SiriusXM Road Dog Truck.
Road Dog Trucking News, 2 p.m.
Secrets here. Okay, there are some secrets.
These
here.
Are good socks for radio.
Darn those socks.
Yeah.
I need it. Darn those socks. Ellen Voya of Women in Trucking, Marge Bailey of many, many websites. Marge, what's new with you?
What?
Well, we're going to be doing a face lift on LadyTruckDrivers.com real soon.
No Botox first? I mean, come on. That's
yeah, Botox. We have a new Cupid baby. TruckerCupidPlus.com baby. That makes six. Of course, one couple had two.
So, there are six human beings running around this earth because of you. That is a heavy, heavy thing, Marge.
That's funny.
Right?
Actually, because of frequency, really.
Oh, no! That's right! Oh, my God! Wow. We had to bear the load of you.
I want to get on the drivers. This is the first year I was on every week with you guys. I represent ladies in trucking.
Have you jumped a few just for the fun of it over the last couple of years? Or?
This is the whole life dogs.
Maybe I fight you about
it. Anytime, Bob, anytime.
That's all. Good day, gentlemen.
Say, Professor.
Es un proyecto que me empezó a hacer muchas cosas a mi hija y espero poder hacer un contrato.
Bueno, esa es otra de las promesas ahí que voy a dejar guardar.
Wait, I don't have affairs. I don't overtly flirt with women with the intention of having a little bit on the side because I've matured to the point I don't want to destroy my relationship. I know that by going down those roads, what am I going to get? I'm just going to screw things up with Mia and have a 5-minute fling, but it's all flesh anyway.
Right.
So I just kind of, I advise that with people as well. Don't put yourself in a state of denial. That's not humanly possible. Admire. There's beautiful people everywhere.
Right. Yeah, and you know what else, Milt? I'll second that. You know, again, at 49, like, and I think women in my age group would echo this, what I'm looking for is like a deep spiritual, mental, emotional connection with a man. Now, that said, there's a guy at my gym that literally makes my mouth water. Like, he makes my mouth water. I've never seen like a physical specimen such as he. I'm not interested in him. I'm just saying it's almost like a piece of artwork. Do you understand? I have no emotional, I'm not emotionally drawn to him. Or mentally, or there's none of that. It's just physically he makes my mouth water a little bit.
I think that's perfectly fine.
Yeah.
If you were in your 20s and had a relationship, you might become screwed up over it because you'd be wondering, Jesus, am I being disloyal? As we mature,
though,
we understand that it's okay to be affected in that respect.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you have to go racing after the guy, right? And lay yourself at his feet saying, please date me. No, you can still water with your mouth and not pursue it.
What?
I mean, I think this is the reality that we're dealing with now in the 21st century. Beautiful people everywhere.
Yeah.
The idea that you can just hook up instantly, right?
Oh, like Tinder? It's Tinder, right? Tinder's, oh my God. Tinder's that app where you're on your phone and you swipe and it's only based on looks. How shallow. I would never do that. Oh my God. I wouldn't be on that just because I wouldn't even want someone who wanted me just because of my looks. You understand? Like, I don't even want to be with someone who just wants me for my looks.
Right. But unfortunately, we're dealing with a lot of people who don't yet have that understanding. And so they're wallowing about in that, the mire, the quicksand, if you will, of that attractiveness.
The abyss.
And that's the problem in terms of men, and I can only speak for men, but men making commitments because, gosh, the women are so beautiful, I just don't know where to go. And so we end up being lost and not making choices.
Oh, God, it sounds so shallow and sad.
It is very shallow, and everything that's shallow in life does not last long. This guy might go out, for a beautiful body, and then after an orgasm, the relationship's over. And what did you really learn in that relationship?
Yeah.
Las declaraciones ministeriales del...
Para aficionados como tú.
MLB Network Radio, Sirius 209, XM 89.
The place to talk baseball every day is MLB Network Radio.
Slow down.
Tune in for analysis and informed opinions as the race heats up for the postseason. Yes. MLB Network Radio, XM 89, Sirius 209.
Welcome back. I'm Brett Innes. Arizona Diamondbacks pitcher Archie Bradley joined Casey Stern and Brad Liggs on Inside Pitch.
French country music, French country music, French country music, French country music, French country music. Call the cops. Close the borders. We gotta bomb Canada before this French country gets out.
Ladies and gentlemen.
You are listening to my station, The Foxhole. The Foxhole. Comedy, music, entertainment. Oh, man. Foxhole is the eyes and the ears to my world.
Jay Fox presents
The Foxhole on Sirius XM.
Channel 96.
Back to the Arlene Bynum Show on Canada Talks.
Wrapping up the news today, our country, Canada, is ranked ninth in the world on corruption. It is the ninth least corrupt country in the world, so we're on the good side of that. But hey, you know, we think we're kind of lily white here. Apparently, public sector corruption is still a major problem around the world. We all know that. And some are getting better and some are getting worse. The United States and the United Kingdom, they have moved up the rankings because they're trying their best to get rid of corruption in their countries. And Denmark is at the top of Transparency International's Corruption Perception Index. This is what does that. Who are these people who do this? I mean, I want to know how many employees they have and how long they plan this. But they have this global barometer, and for the second consecutive year, Denmark was the country perceived as the least corrupt. According to a report here, it had 91 points out of 100. Canada was ninth, 83 points. A little bit of a surprise. We always think we're not corrupt, but I guess they had to figure in different sectors of the country. I don't know. I don't know if they're still touchy about it. I mean, wasn't there some big legal case for those who didn't want to be put in that way? I'm not falling in that trap. So Canada is ninth with 83 points, and in certain areas I'm sure we're like, hey, who's bringing us down here? And there was a three-way tie for the 10th spot by Germany, Luxembourg, and the UK. And the US is 16th place, and they think that's pretty good. So all positive. At least we know we're not on the bottom end of the corruption. Now that has to be a big, huge drag. All right. Thank you so much for joining me. We have a great show planned.
Why is there so much traffic here? Hey, Canada Talk Radio. Why is there so much traffic here?
Them. Don't go away. Coming up next, everything is political. This is Canada Talks 167 Sirius XM.
Them on me. Like, I went for a physical recently, and he was like, he was checking me up just around, not inside. I hate that I said that earlier. Thank God it's recorded. Checking out my bits. And he asked me, which is like a normal like physical question, he's like, how much do you drink in like a week? Like alcoholic drinks. And I'm like, I don't know, like 4 to 12 beers a night? Is that bad? Should I not do that? Give it to me straight. And he just looks at me with his middle-aged face, and he just goes, that sounds like a lot of fun. I do that, but I'm going through a divorce. I'm real sad. Get out of here! Get out! This is what I yell at middle-aged people. Get out! Spray him with a hose. You know what I mean? Their opinion or something, but it's really an ad hominem attack. I think certainly Twitter is justified in booting them off.
We'll leave it there. David Fraser, thank you for your thoughts today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
David Fraser, privacy lawyer at the firm McInnes Cooper. He's in Halifax. That's all the time we have for the current review. For millions of readers, the late Hunter S. Thompson defined gonzo journalism. He was referred to as an American moralist who made himself ugly to expose ugliness around him. His son has a different memory. I'm Anna Maria Tremonti. Thanks for listening. Hello, I'm Rosanna Deerchild, host of Unreserved. You're listening to CBC Radio 1 on Sirius XM. Thank you.
a Canadian, yeah.
CBC Radio 1, sharing the voices of Canada. CBC Radio 1, across North America on Sirius XM, channel 169. He's 90 years old, and he's still a going concern. Meet a Prince Edward Island man who still manages his farm, which includes 40 head of cattle. That's on this week's episode of The Story From Here with host Gloria Makarenko, coming up right after the news.
This is your AMI Weather Network update.
The national forecast for the period overnight Wednesday into Thursday, January 28th. Suzanne Leonard with you. Snowfall across Ontario and a bit of settle for eastern Newfoundland. Certainly some very hot weather for British Columbia. And that continues to intensify through this forecast period. And
semaine dans les clubs, c'est pas d'hier que je consomme. Prendre une bière comme un homme, sans l'air que c'est fun. Surtout quand on fait la tête dans les chiottes, on a des rêves de deux potes. Une white
girl
de Hollywood life, en dessous des bright lights, c'est des spots. L'Amérique au bail s'éloigne du malaise de l'époque. On veut tellement être big, on veut tellement over the top. Super size la frite, super size ton knife, super size ton fric, super size ton crib. Vas-y, kid, super size your life. Un peuple qui est tempéré en sous du 9 to 5. La droite, la gauche qui massacre la fonte, vague et mine. Tout découle quand j'ai la face dans mon cell phone. Sur ma tombe, Nikita, ce soir, M jaune.
I was kind of hoping that this would end up being like a Canadian hip hop station.
On peut s'aimer comme des perdus, sans trop penser.
So maybe this passes for Canadian hip hop, I don't know.
Games. Well, guess what? In February, spring training gets underway, which is the first big step toward the beginning of the 2016 campaign. The earliest report to their respective site. On Sirius 108, XM 194, 730.
On NBC Sports Radio.
And now, Amani Toomer and Dan Schwartzman.
Crosses over against Sanders down the left side of the lane. It's a great ride up top, Guzinich, right side of Stelzer. Eli, now the paint.
College basketball.
Amani Cam Newton. The critics are out there. We both are not going to argue if he's a great player or not. He's a great player. There's no question about it.
Thank you, Craig, and welcome everyone. Well, I'd like to make a special recognition to Australia's former Sex Discrimination Commissioner, Liz Broderick, for her tireless work she's done in the fight for gender equality. Something that's very close to our hearts and something that Tennis Australia and the sport of tennis continues to fight for every day. So, on behalf of all of us here, thank you, Liz, for your tireless work, and I ask Kim Clijsters, our former champion, to present her with a special award. Thank you.
Apparently they play tennis in Australia.
For change, check SiriusXM.com for the latest updates. In the NBA, PM Phoenix on Sick on the Cleveland Cavaliers. Home feed of Internet 885. Way feeds on Internet 903.
A layup. It didn't go in. He did everything right. Except the ball didn't go in. So your final score here, the Clippers 85 and the Hawks 83.
Tell you what, when the Clippers threw it away with 6.5 to go, I really thought this was the Hawks' night. I really, really did, but it was not.
It's the Houston Rockets. Home feeds on Sirius 207 XM 83.
with 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Kaminsky hands off to Batum. Favors on the switch. Gosh, you see him back out there doing all these things. Remember how great he is. Handling that switch, no problem.
Yes, it sure was. A lot of open ice out there, and that's where you want to have your best skaters.
And meanwhile, the Avalanche now on the power play. Kings lead 1-0. 10:15 left here in this first period. 41 seconds now remain on the Avalanche man advantage. They're trying to break out. And this would be Landeskog drop.
B86 in the end. 7 p.m. Toronto Maple Leafs taking the Tampa Bay Lightning. Home feeds on Sirius XM channel. Home feeds on Internet 946. Capitals taking the Philadelphia Flyers.
Also host a new show highlighting the songs and the stories behind them, and this channel is found on Sirius XM 18. Okay, good evening and welcome.
Time and a place, you'll spend some time away. Now you need to forward to get me out.
Trying just to get to second base, and I steal it. song's called Watch Amp Breakdown.
I just can't remember who.
Nope.
I think one of many tours. This one's called the California Jam Tour 2016. Going to get started on February the 28th at Ace of Spades in Sacramento, California. And of course, Johnny is promoting his latest live album, Adrenaline Baby. It's filled with music from his two solo albums and also his versions of Smith's classics. And I got the original version of a classic Smith song that's also on the Adrenaline Baby album coming up for you in less than 10. But now, The Clash.
like fucking Yoda. Not quite. Not quite Yoda. Yoda-esque. Muppet-like. Turning out material like this found it as funny as I do. The idea of this being taken like completely, well, what if they were doing it as a joke, it wouldn't be as funny. Oh man. The idea of this just being like yeah, no, this is saying something.
My son's telling me about how great this band is and how much he's reminded of Megadeth by them. And I'm thinking,
I told him he should vote for Donald Trump. Anyway.
He's pretty right. I think they're cool. This is Havoc, DOA. And you'll see them opening up for us from February 20th to March 24th with Suicidal Tendencies and Children of Bodom.
Talking
XM, what's up? It's Jose Mangan here on Liquid Metal from the Los Angeles headquarters, hanging out in front of me with Dave Mustaine from Megadeth. Super stoked. When I was coming out here, I was telling a lot of my family and friends, I'm going to see Dave. It's nice to reunite with you. We've had a long, cool history of really supporting each other, man. And I've been a big fan of your music since I was a little kid. I think one of our interviews years ago was, I remember getting in trouble with the priests and them taking my So Far So Good, So What cassette tape and checking out the lyrics and, you know, sitting down and having meetings with me. So you've been a part of my life for a very long time, buddy. And I'm glad to sit here and to have this album, Dystopia, really be a strong Megadeth album, man.
Thanks.
Very excited that Chris is on the drums and Kiko and Ellison. And as a big fan of Chris of Lamb of God, hearing his drumming skills and abilities on this album. And
he stepped up too.
Yeah, I mean, I know, and just before we started our interview too, you guys were like calling each other and texting each other, and so I see there's like a really cool, genuine bond between...
We're really friends.
You and Chris, you guys are having tacos together, going to hockey games and stuff.
I haven't had a friendship with one of my drummers for a very, very long time, and I don't know if that's my fault, probably is. But we have a really, really close relationship. All of us do now. So it's not that it's foreign. I mean, it's not like, you know, everybody else dislikes everybody else. And it's just me and Chris are pals and that's it. We all are really, really happy. There's just this freaking weird congeniality that we all have where we like being in each other's company and we'd like to shred. And I was just thinking when we were doing the other thing before we started today about some of the other songs that we've kind of demoed. They're still floating around. I'm thinking maybe
new Megadeth songs.
Well, yeah. when we were like doing pre-production of the record, there's all kinds of this stuff that we filmed and stuff. So the wheels are spinning.
So I mean, obviously, it would be awesome for you and Chris and Kiko and Ellison to work together on another album. Is that
absolutely
sort of
well? That's inevitable, unless one of us, you know, decides we're not going to play music anymore for whatever reason.
Can I ask you about, have you talked to any of the guys in Lamb of God?
Yeah, I talked to them when we were in England. We did the Wembley show.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you guys played together. He pulled double duty, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah.
He did. He was a workhorse.
And so what do the guys say to you? I mean, I know they're all gigantic fans of Megadeth.
Yeah, we all, at first, you know, when you join on a new tour, obviously everybody's kind of doing their thing, getting everything fit in, especially when it's just a real short leg. So everybody was pumped and trying to do our thing, and the first show we did was in Dublin, and the reviews were historic. People were losing their minds over it, and I
can't.
Pray, listen, I need to know. Mama got a lot of nerve.
EDM, 90s alternative and grunge, 24/7.
Well then, no more Veruca Salt for us, because I'm home, and that's great. Everybody have a good night. A wiggling evening, if you will. I'll see you.